A dumb birthday game from March 28, 1992 is what the Vault of Silliness has released for us today. It's loaded with all the sound effects. A full-fledged dramatic traffic story from Jack Hart opens this one. Wall washers, bulb changers, sponges, motor bingo, pre-moistened roadways, and oh, so much more. And you can dance to it. Players for the game include Andrew at BU, a visual arts major. Jack from Boston, also at BU studying film, but they do not know each other. The reclusive Roberta. President Ronald Reagan. I'm producing and on the phone from the control room. And of course, we're joined by our much coveted and gruntled traffic reporter, Jack Hart. Birthdays? Ken Howard, who Norm initially mixes up with Ron Howard. Ed Muskie, Dirk Bogarde, Reba McEntire, and Jack Benny and Arthur Godfrey make an appearance. Eric Clapton, and Norm gets the blues, and Warren Beatty. Zbigniew Brzezinski also had a birthday, but he got a pass. Sponsors? Gold Bond with Marie Caruso of West Newton, Mass. With her jewelry allergy. Joined by Lawrence Lanzilli, the sun-dried bricklayer of Hallandale, Florida. And the red, itchy Joan Cantwell from Brockton, Mass. Triple the action. Triple the testimonials. We hear two WBZ Monday morning news promos. One that features Gary LaPierre, Elliot Abrams, Gil Santos, Jeff Brown, and Peter Mead. And the other one wants you to make it a part of your complete breakfast. Post-game, we are joined by Merle Pitkin on the piano. Norm reads the AccuWeather forecast with a live look out the window and the temperature at Mass General Hospital. Oh, forsooth, let us dream.
Boston's temperature is 44 degrees. And let's take another check of traffic in the 24-hour traffic network here on WBZ. Jack Hart has the story for you. Hey, what is that story, Jack?
Oh, the story is a never-ending story in the roadways. And southbound, just before and inside the South Station Tunnel, we do have those crews washing walls, changing bulbs, doing what they do until about 5:30. And that is a fine thing to do. And if occasionally they stop and take a break and maybe have a donut or a cup of coffee to quench their thirst, to fill their hunger, to satiate them, for them to further go on and wash more tiles, change more bulbs, wring out more sponges, for their sponges are many, and their many sponges are few. They pay $1.79 per sponge because they're the greatest sponge alive, made from only the finest sponge grown in the South Seas, taken away.
Cut that out! Will you cut that out?
The bigger sponges, of course, are more expensive than the less expensive ones, which are smaller. And for anyone looking to buy a sponge, you'll want to ask a wall washer today. Tell me, where do you buy your sponge? Other parts of the world are looking just nicely. People traveling with ease into the South Station Tunnel, enjoying their ride as they go. Some playing motor bingo. So watch out for those people, because their heads will be away from the steering wheel and not looking at the roadways directly. Outside of the city, if you're on the bucolic 128 or even more bucolic 495, you'll ride luxuriously in whatever motor vehicle you happen to be in. Watch out for bumps. Stay away from road shoulders and definitely road kneecaps. If you're on the Mass Pike between the Weston Tolls and Boston, you can drive with ease there as well. Do remember that many roadways are pre-moistened as a result of some light rain that passed through the area, oh, not too long ago. That's what's going on on the that's what's going on Boston roadways for this evening, actually this morning, 3 o'clock on Saturday in 1992. This has been your announcer, Jack Hart, bringing you WBZ 24-hour traffic network, bidding you drive with care, drive with ease, keep your eyes on the roadway, even though they may get scraped up a bit.
This is the only traffic report you can dance to. We ought to promote it in that manner.
Yes.
Other stations, sure, they have traffic, not 24 hours a day like we do.
Uh-huh.
And you can see listening to that one how important this one was.
Yes, indeed.
But they don't have traffic you can dance to, and we're just so darn proud of that.
Yes. My little toes have been tapping away.
Oh. Lead us into a... You have a commercial coming
yes,
up now?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Kind of excited. Can we dance to that, too?
You might be able to, depending on your sense of rhythm.
My sense of rhythm is pretty good, because I'm a white guy.
Oh.
Okay. Let it rip.
Okay. Rent a Lincoln Continental or Town Car for just $199 per week through April 23rd at any participating budget location. Optional loss damage waiver, $11.99 per day. Important restrictions apply. Call 497-1800.
That was very nice. That was nice.
Norm Nathan, he's the talk of the town. Lift you up when you're down, Norm Nathan. On WPZ in Boston.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Okay, let's do the lottery numbers in the Massachusetts. Then we'll play the dumb birthday game. Massachusetts daily lottery number 9902. The Mass Millions game, 212, 18, 20, 21, 25. And the bonus number, you see, was 39. There were no winners in the jackpot. It was $3.9 million. Nobody won that. And the next drawing will be worth about $5 million, it is estimated. Tri-State Daily, 756 and 5611. Rhode Island Daily, 9711. Connecticut Daily, 926 and 9290. And the Connecticut Lottery, Lotto. The Lotto in Connecticut, 1, 3, 17, 29, 33, 34. And the Boston Celtics beat the Detroit Pistons, 106-87. Thank you so much. Dumb birthday game coming up in 120 seconds. If you have to go to the bathroom or do anything terribly important, boy, would this be a swell time to do it.
Today, we're talking to people from all across America about their skin problems. Here's Marie Caruso of West Newton, Massachusetts.
I teach, and I teach at a community college. I just developed a jewelry allergy because I was just breaking out exactly where a necklace would be or a watch would be or a bracelet, something that's on my skin. It was just a very annoying itch, and it would just itch like anything, and you would scratch till you scrape your skin off your arm.
And Lawrence Lanzilli of Hallandale, Florida, told us about his problem.
I'm a bricklayer by trade. When I used to go to work, I used to, if I was outside and the sun was beating down on me, it used to dry my skin out. And it used to make my arms itchy. And if I had pants on and if I was sweating, my legs used to be itchy. Rashes on my arms, my legs.
And Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Massachusetts, told us this.
I had developed a skin rash, and the rash was red, itchy, very uncomfortable. At its worst, it was painful. It was very irritating.
But they all got relief using therapeutic Gold Bond medicated powder. Gold Bond's triple action formula is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's triple action Gold Bond. Marie Caruso, what do you think of Gold Bond medicated powder?
The itch. It's gone. You don't expect a powder to do what Gold Bond can do. Gold Bond has made itself part of my life. Gold Bond is terrific.
Lawrence Lanzilli, how did Gold Bond work for you?
Gold Bond does a lot. Gold Bond's my product.
And Joan Cantwell, what do you have to say about therapeutic Gold Bond medicated powder?
It's gone. Completely gone. The itching in the area of the rash was taken care of. It doesn't itch anymore. I don't use any other powder but Gold Bond.
Well, you heard it from people all across America. Get Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder for your skin problem today. Use only as directed. Available at CVS.
New England's news and information station, WBZ, AM 1030. This is Gary Lapierre. When you wake up Monday morning, the entire WBZ news team will bring you all the latest news you need to know from around New England and around the world.
Should you wear a heavy coat or a jacket? This is Elliot Abrams. I'll update the occlusive AccuWeather forecast every 10 minutes.
This is Gil Santos. I'll have all the local sports action, all the scores, and the latest from the world of sports.
Listen for the latest traffic updates every 10 minutes. This is Jeff Brown. Joe Green and I will tell you what routes to avoid and which way is the best way to work.
And I'm Peter Mead. I'll talk to the people making the news and make sure you stay informed throughout the morning.
Join Peter and the entire WBZ team for the WBZ Morning News, Monday morning on New England's news and information station, WBZ, AM 1030.
Play the birthday game. You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's the game we're going to be playing right now. It's a fabled and legendary game, and we're just so glad that you could join us and be part of it. And here, let me introduce some of the people who'll be taking part in it. Andrew, who is... you're a student at Boston University, is that right, Andrew?
That's right, sir. I'm a visual arts major.
Visual arts major. That means you want to do what? You want to motion pictures or television or what?
Well, right now I'm majoring in painting, and I guess I'm going to do that until I find out that things like pillowcases are luxuries.
Okay.
Then I'll have to do something else.
Okay. Now, that sounds great. That sounds lovely. I'm glad to have you with us. Thank you.
Good to be here.
And we have Jack, who is here in Boston. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
What should we know about you, Jack?
I go to BU, too, actually, part-time, in film.
Oh, film. Do you and Andrew friends, or just a coincidence?
I don't know the guy. Just a coincidence. I'm working right now.
Now, where are you working?
I work at a company called ADR in downtown Boston, making copies.
Well, that's kind of tough. Do you go to school during the day and work all night, every night, or just weekends?
Every night. I work full-time and go to school part-time.
Oh, part-time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the rough schedule. Nice to have you with us also, Jack. Thanks. I thank you for being with us. And we have Roberta, who I haven't heard from for a very long time. How are you doing, Roberta?
I'm fine, Norm. How are you?
Were you in seclusion there? You're always in seclusion, I know, but
that's true.
But I haven't even heard from you for a while.
I'm terminally bored, so I says, let me talk to Norm. He'll cheer me up.
Yeah. Well, have I done so far?
Yes.
Okay. Because you'll be really cheered before we get through.
Listen, I'm going to win this game. No problem.
You're a good person. Okay.
Thank you.
We have, of course, a voice that would be very familiar to you in California, a former president of a large Western country.
Want to get Ron Reagan on there?
Well,
hello, Norm. How are you?
I believe it is Ron Reagan.
The guy who's been napping for 8 years?
Yeah.
Glad to play the game.
Hope he's awake.
excuse me, Roberta, would you just sit down quietly and I'll call you in a little bit.
Do my best.
Okay. Anyway, Ron, nice to have you with us again.
Thank you, Norm. It's nice to be with you.
Okay. I tell you the truth. Nobody ever thought that you knew the answers to much of anything. And the fact that you're having it, I suppose the fact that it's the dumb birthday game, the word dumb probably was maybe what attracted you to this.
Yes, it does, Norm. Let me say one thing. I've been called dumb by smarter people than these people.
Well, that's a good way to take it, and it's an adult way to do it, Ron. And if you ran for president today... You probably would be elected because nobody likes anybody anyway.
Thank you very much.
No, it's the kind of compliment I like to give to folks. We have Tony Nesbitt, of course, our WBZ crack producer, who's with us playing the game today. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Norm.
Hello, Tony. You sound disgruntled when you said it.
No, I'm not.
No, because I know. Because I happen to talk to you off the air. I'm one of those lucky people who gets to talk to you in real life.
That's right.
And I know that you're upbeat, and you just sounded a little low there. But
I just have to say that it's so much an honor to be on the air with Jack from Boston.
Well, that sounds just wonderful. Okay, let's...
But it's going to say, Ron, I said, Jack, I thought it was going to be a little more funny than that.
Okay, yeah. Do you like being on the air with Roberta also? Is that fun for you?
Well, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Roberta, because you have a very nice voice, Roberta. Are you an attractive lady?
Yes, I am. Extremely.
Okay. Oh, extremely so. Okay.
Extremely.
Because I've never seen you, obviously.
Obviously.
And
wouldn't ask.
And that's right. And I'm looking at my sleeve, and I don't see you there. So I don't have any idea what you look like, except what you sound like, and you sound kind of nice, and I'm getting excited.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I wish someone would.
You poor, that's such a sad statement. Jack Hart is with us. Jack, of course, is a crack traffic reporter. And much coveted by every other traffic station in the entire area.
Absolutely. You know, my big question is, are people who are happy, could they be described as gruntled?
As opposed to disgruntled,
I think that's what he said driving at, yes. But that was so hip that hardly anybody caught it except you, Roberta, and myself, and then only after a fashion.
I'm trying to figure it out. Give me a second.
Oh, that's Tony. He's
boy, am I gruntled today.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I'm gruntled too.
Okay, let's play the exciting and dumb birthday game. I'm surprised. I would suspect that even as we speak, there are probably 700 stations across country who have instituted this as a regular feature of their schedule because it's gone over so well here in Boston. Well, maybe it hasn't.
How the hell? Maybe tuning in. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Okay, that's right. I keep thinking about that, the Russian that just came back to a country that doesn't exist anymore, the one who's been in outer space for, they kept him up there for four additional months. He's been up there 10 months. Can you imagine that? Yeah. The first thing he said when he landed was, "Oh, I need Roberta so badly. Now, God, do I want that person? I hope she sounds."
How come I'm the only woman on tonight?
I don't know. I think because we've rejected all other women, we wanted you.
Must be because I like playing with the guys.
Must be. It has something to do with that.
Good to be played with.
Are you interested in a Russian astronaut?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
No, too far away.
Probably with a very long beard at this point.
I would think so, yeah.
Probably stinks to high heaven, too.
he probably does. Okay, let's take the first birthday. Today is, what we say today's date was March 28th, and it's the birthday of Ken Howard, movie director, formerly of Happy Days, who's done very well as a director. Andrew, how old would you say Ken Howard is today?
I would say today he is 41.
Today you would say he is 41. I like the way you say that so positively and just so darn nice. And what do you think, Jack?
I'll say 38.
38, and Roberta?
I haven't got a clue as to who he is.
Did you watch Happy Days?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard was. Who did I say? Ken Howard?
Yeah.
Isn't it Ken Howard?
He isn't like the coach or.
Yeah, he was the White Shadow, Ken Howard.
Oh, the White Shadow.
Wait a minute. Have I got the wrong guy?
Ron Howard was on
You're
Happy Days.
No, I'm sorry. This is Ken Howard.
Oh.
I got the wrong guy. Happy Days at all.
Oh, I've changed.
This is the tall, good-looking kid. As a matter of fact, in the movie version of 1776, he played Thomas Jefferson.
Really?
Yeah, tall, good-looking guy. Yeah, that's Ken Howard. Okay.
Mr. Adams. Okay.
So is that to say that Happy Days aren't here again?
No, it's not. They ain't here again. Hey, does that change your answer, Andrew?
I think I'll stick with 41.
Okay, and Jack, you're sticking with 38?
No, I'm going to change mine to 46.
46. Okay, I'm sorry I misled you guys.
No problem.
Okay, Roberta, thank you for straightening that out.
Oh,
you didn't straighten that out at all, did you?
Anytime. Okay. Call me anytime.
Okay, Ken Howard, how would you say?
42.
42. Okay, and Ron on California. What do you think?
I dozed off. Who are we talking about again?
We're talking about Ken Howard, who was he played Thomas Jefferson. I don't know whether, as a former president of the United States of America, you've ever heard of Thomas Jefferson.
I'd have to say 46.
You'd say 46. Okay, that's very good.
I thought Sherman Hemsley played Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, man.
Cruel.
Okay, Tony.
I'm going to have to go with 47.
And Jack. What do you say, Jack?
You know, 47 sounds about right.
What are you going to do? You're going to guess the same that Tony says every time?
Well, this is the first one, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah. No, but it seems to have happened in the past, does it not?
Well, it seems as though that Tony is very knowledgeable. He does his birthday ups every week before he comes
That's
in.
That's right. That's 22 birthday ups each morning, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. And yeah. So he's somewhat knowledgeable, and so it seems to be well to take his lead.
Okay, then we'll count you for 47. You sure made a good case for that.
There was a bit of malice in your voice, Norm, when you accused him of hanging along with me.
I guess there was.
Birthday Ola, you know, scandals.
Okay. Right. Okay, here's the actual age of Ken Howard as opposed to Ron Howard.
I couldn't find the basketball team. Okay. I'll have to settle for this.
Okay.
I can't stand looking at it.
I can't stand looking at it. And
it's who is it?
Ken Howard, and what's the tie-in there?
That was Howard Cosell.
Oh, Ken Howard and Howard Cosell, sports announcer.
Sports, yeah, okay, thank you.
I thought you'd play something like an old folk song, like, do you Ken John Peel with a skull dove gray, do you Ken John Peel at the break of day? That's the Ken part. It's no more stupid than Ken Howard
That's
for Howard
true.
Cosell.
Let me get in there. You come in here and start.
Oh, I get it. Howard Cosell and Ken Howard.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it had to do with sports because he was in a sports-like program.
This is the dumb birthday game, Jack. Don't be so analytical.
Yeah, that's
God.
Right.
Wait, have you got the right players, Mark?
That's right. The sound effects are dumb, the answers are stupid, and everything falls into line.
Stupid Ken, human tricks.
Oh, that's right. Ken Howard is actually 48 years old, which means that Tony and Jack, who said 47, did come the closest.
Does my formula work?
Your formula did work in that case very nicely.
You
yes,
have to
it did.
Be quiet, did.
Yeah. Okay. Ed Muskie, former Secretary of State, former presidential candidate, former senator from the great state of Maine. This is his birthday. He was born on this very day also. The great date of March 28th. Ed Muskie, let's start with Jack this time. Jack Hart, that is. How old is Ed Muskie today?
Ed Muskie.
That's the fella. Ed Muskie.
Ed Muskie.
Ed Muskie. That's right. Ed Muskie.
Ed Muskie.
We say it often enough, maybe the his age. Born at Rumford, Maine.
Rumford, Maine. Ed Muskie from Rumford.
That's right. Born in Maine. And held all kinds of government offices and stuff. Born on March. March 28th. Sure. How old is Ed Muskie today? Am I helping you stall a little bit?
Yeah.
Am I turning your stomach with the imitation also?
Oh, I'm laughing so hard I'm turning red as a lobster.
Oh. Answer. For God's sakes, answer.
67.
67 years old, says Jack. And what does Tony say?
Isn't that the smell a damp cellar gets?
Get a musky in here, yeah.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
That musky.
Also, it's a kind of oxen, a musky oxen.
And a kind of rat, too, a musky rat, right?
I used to know a girl who used to wear that musky perfume.
Must we go through all this?
Oh, man.
Tony, how old, for God's sakes, get us off this before we kill.
Let's back to the main point.
I'm tempted to go with 67.
67.
I said I'm tempted to go with that.
Oh, because Jack
to
said
return
that.
The favor to Jack.
Oh, I see. But however, you will not do that, you say.
You know, I think I will.
You will stay 67.
Yes, so. I will.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Now,
67.
Ron would know because Ron was also a president, and so he knows all the presidential candidates and their ages, if he can remember them.
I know for a fact that Ed is 70 years old.
You know for a fact, 70 years old. Okay. And Roberta, what do you say?
I fell asleep now. Did someone say 67?
I'm not repeating any of these things. If you're
going
to fall asleep,
I'm going to say 66 then.
You're going to say 66?
Yes.
Okay. What do you say, Jack, in Boston at BU?
Oh, fish around for an answer. I'll say 72. Ooh.
72. Okay. And Andrew, also at Boston University, what do you say?
Oh, excuse me. I was putting on my Ed Muskie Speed Stick deodorant. I will say, by the way, if I didn't mention it before, Peter Shankman, who you spoke to the other day,
yeah.
I live down the hall from him.
Oh, I see.
So well, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, that certainly makes you a celebrity in my eyes.
Well, I will say Ed Muskie is 70.
70? You're saying the same as Ron?
Yes, because he knew it as a fact.
Okay, that's right. He did notice the fact. Okay, let's check then the actual age of Ed Muskie and wonder what kind of a cockamamie thing Tony's brought up. This, oh, I see. It's for Ron on our panel, and also for Ed Muskie, who ran for this very office. is, for you, Ron, a very old president, walking very slowly.
Give him time to get down to the aisle.
Okay, the actual age of Ed Muskie...
We can speed
it up. ...is 78. He's a lot older than any of you suggested.
How old?
78 years old. You wouldn't believe that, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
No, he is. He's 78. Let me check another source here. We pride ourselves on accuracy here. 78, I believe is correct. We're going to check the other source. Let me see. Hold on a minute. Well, 78 is, I don't know,
ancient.
Get some interns
in here to check these sources.
What's that, please?
We've got to get some interns in here to help us out. Check them.
That's right. I know. We got too much to do here. Just too much to do. No, he is 78. 78 is correct. I checked two sources. And both list him as that, and so that means that Jack, the Boston University student, who said 72, came the closest. You know the actor Dirk Bogarde, who was in, like, Doctors at Sea and Doctors Standing on Their Heads and Doctors with Hypodermic? He did a whole Doctors thing. Kind of British movies, mostly, I think, although I don't know that he's British. His real name... And a lot of you said, hey, what's Dirk Bogarde's real name?
Humphrey?
Humphrey Bogarde.
It's been on my mind.
No, his real name actually is Derek Van Den Bogarde. Or something
like
that.
Oh, I know that name.
Wow. Yeah, I believe that's a Danish or a Dutch name from the 12th century.
And his wrinkled old grandmother was a prune Danish.
Let's start with Roberta on that one. Dirk Bogarde, and the first thing that Roberta will say is, I never even heard of him. You have heard of Dirk Bogarde?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
I remember his old movies. He must be, Dirk Bogarde. 58. Which is absolutely crazy. Not in a million years, but go ahead.
Who's crazy?
I am.
You are crazy for saying 58?
58, sure.
Nice.
He's much older.
Well, then why don't you say that?
Well, because I didn't feel like it.
That sure makes a whole lot of sense to me.
I know, doesn't it? So? Sure. Makes about as much sense as this whole show program.
Hey, watch it, watch it, watch it.
I'm watching it.
We're up for an award.
Which one?
The Crazy Award.
You win.
We're going for a Peabody.
Okay, Ron, in out there in California, Mr. President, how old would you say Dirk Bogarde is? You probably saw his movies probably at a private screening in the White House.
Yes, I have. Dirk Bogarde, I know, is 64 years old today.
You know that for a fact?
Well, I knew that for a fact with Ed Muskie, but I was wrong.
Okay.
I trusted you, right.
Okay, 64. We'll mark him down for 64. Do you check with Nancy before you make these answers?
Yes, the astrology reader with us.
Oh, I see. So the astrologer said 64 also.
Yes.
Okay. Andrew at the Boston University, what do you say?
This is so much like the Hollywood Squares. That's what I say.
It's a wonderful program, and we're very so proud of it. Yeah. I look a lot like the host.
Mr. Davidson?
John Davidson,
yes.
Except my dimples are much deeper and much more human.
Where?
You know who hosted that show before John Davidson, by the way?
Peter Marshall.
Was it Peter Marshall?
Peter Marshall?
Yep.
And the main guy in Sha Na Na also hosted it at one time.
Did he really?
Yeah. Which main guy? Pretty sick. Okay.
Okay.
Now the Bowser. I will say Mr. Bogarde is 67.
The only difference between this and Hollywood Squares is they have writers who give these the panel, some funny lines.
See, we get them right off the top of our
head. And you guys ad-lib it all.
Well, normally I do have writers because I've done a lot of college radio work.
Okay.
But this is all ad-lib.
Okay. No, as a matter of fact, the people on television need writers because they couldn't, as Fred Allen said about Jack Benny, he said... He couldn't ad-lib a belch after a big Hungarian dinner.
Ah.
And we look upon television as in the same category.
And you know what Johnny Carson said about the Saturday Night Live crew? He said they couldn't ad-lib a fart at a bean-eating contest.
I don't know
easy for me to say.
Easy for you to say and swell for us to let over the air. Over the air, I suppose, is a good way to put it, too.
Anyway.
Oh, we'll just let that pass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, Tony, a wise guy. Yeah, how old is Dirk Bogarde on this very day?
Oh, Dirk. That's D-I-R-K. You're not saying Dirk.
No, Dirk. D-I-R-K.
He's older than Dirt. My brother, Dirt. Dirk Bogarde.
I'll say he's 71 now.
71. Okay. And Jack from Boston University, mm-hmm. Jack?
65.
And Jack Hart, what do you say?
Oh, he's got to be getting up there. 67.
67 years, so the same as Andrew said.
Yes, I guess.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay, the actual age now of Dirk Bogarde.
Doctor on His Head, starring Dirk Bogarde.
You know what this is,
Norm? No,
I don't. It's a theme from Medical Center.
Oh, yeah. Medical Center to Dr. Eisen.
The dentist who's all thumbs.
Oh, that was just so darn sweet. Okay, the actual age of Dirk Bogarde is 71, which is what Tony said.
I don't even know who he is.
Wow. You don't even know who he is, and you guessed his age.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
That must be psychic.
Psychic powers.
That is amazing.
I'm going to say everything Tony says from now on.
Okay, today is also...
You'd be like an echo?
Mm-hmm.
Today is, what did we say it was? Today is May 27th. No, is that right?
May?
Yeah, it is.
May? Oh.
Just the
I'm sorry, March. No, March.
Get hold of yourself now.
No, it's March. It's actually. It's actually March 28th. March, and it's 28th. And today is Reba McEntire Day in her home state of Oklahoma. She will not be there. She is in Jackson, Mississippi, for a concert. I'm filling in stuff you won't get on any other station at this time of the day.
We'll get it later on. Anytime.
That's right. Later in the morning, disc jockeys will use this stuff.
I think that's kind of sad. It's a day in her own home state. And
she's going to be in Mississippi instead of Oklahoma, her home state. The governor of Oklahoma, as you all well know, is David Walters. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, Governor David Walters signed a proclamation honoring Reba McEntire on her birthday. And I have here a note from Reba with a quote. She says, "Norm, I'm elated, thrilled, and flattened." No, flattered, flattered, flattered.
Oh, man.
And today is her birthday, and all we have to do is guess how old Reba McEntire, probably one of the most popular of all country and western singers, oh, Yodi Olehihu. What's her name? The fat one who married Tom Arnold. I can't think of his name.
Roseanne Barr.
What Roseanne Barr once said, because she's Jewish and she's out of Utah. She talked about her father. She said sang country western songs. Yippee-i-yo chaye was one of his favorites. Anyway, I don't know why I said that, but hey, let's start out with you, Andrew from BU. How old is Reba McEntire on this very day?
Reba McEntire, my goodness. I will take a wild guess and say 59.
59 for Reba McEntire.
Oh, excuse me. Did I say 59? I meant 58.
Oh, 58.
Oh, yeah, 59 is much too old.
Yeah, that's right. For a minute, I thought you were going nuts with that 59.
Okay.
Okay. Jack, from BU also, what do you say?
She's a lot younger than 58. I think she's about... I'm
going to
say
40. 40. Okay. Perhaps we can have a debate between you and Andrew, say, and the John and the, is it the George, is it George Sherman Cooper Union at BU? What is that building called?
Yeah, George Sherman, I think.
George Sherman Cooper? Okay. And anyway, why don't we just forget that and go on to Roberta? And I'm sorry I brought that up. How old do you think Reba McEntire is today, assuming you've heard of her?
Yes, I have heard of her.
Okay.
I've never seen her. I don't think. Is she
okay.
Black?
No, she's not. She's she's also on she's on the country music video channels.
Okay. Then I'll say she's 44.
You would say she's 44.
Like that makes a difference, what you told me.
Yeah, that's right. If she were not on the country music videos,
and if she weren't black, she'd probably be.
That's 50. Right. And if she were black, she'd be 28. But this way, she's 44.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, let's go to our president, who probably is a big. I don't know. George Bush, I know, says he's a big country and western fan, like all the guys who went to Phillips Andover Academy and Yale.
And live in Maine.
And live in, and have a hotel room in Texas where they put on their cowboy boots and say they like country and western music. I'm sorry, Ron, I don't mean to laugh at your successor and former vice president. Because you appointed him to the... Did you appoint him to the CIA? Was that your doings? Or ambassador to China, or these other jobs, he did just so darn well that we can't remember them.
I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, well that's.
I have no recollection.
Okay, you don't remember anything, and that's a blessing.
Yes.
Okay, do you remember? Could you guess?
I do, however, remember Reba McEntire.
Oh, you do remember
52
her.
52 years old.
She's how old?
52 years old.
52 years old. Okay.
That memory is failing.
Yeah. 52. Well, when you're 106.
In all due respect.
When you're 106, 52 seems like a young
punk
kid.
Well, okay. You're right.
Uh-huh. Okay, Tony, what do you say?
39.
I'm sorry, you said what?
39.
Okay. I'll jot down that number. Geez, I must be really bad. I didn't even get a snicker on that one.
Well, you didn't do your whole thing.
Well, I know. I'm getting sick of it, tell you the truth.
Yeah, me too.
I think the whole world is getting sick of my Jack Benny imitation, you know? You see?
We're going to have to find out how old Arthur Godfrey was is what we're going to have to do.
That's right.
His entire life.
That's because, you know... I do Arthur Godfrey a whole lot better than I do Jack Benny. Quite a good deal better, as a matter of fact. In the blue rich mountains of Virginia, the trail of the lonesome pine branches. Oh, jeez. All right, okay. Jack, how old would you say Reba, if you want to imitate Reba McEntire, as you tell her age, that's okay with me.
I don't know what she sounds like, but my question is, however...
Yes?
What is Reba short for, if anything?
Rebecca?
I was thinking the same thing.
I think it's short for where she was born on the island of Ariba. That is,
yeah, well traveled.
You know, that's the worst joke I ever heard. Anyway, how old is Reba McEntire? Now that we've drained every bit of humor out of this whole thing.
37.
37. Do you realize we've been going at this game for 17 hours and we've only got to the fourth round?
Where did we
go so wrong on this one? Okay, the actual age of Reba McEntire is... Yes, sir, we're having a hootenanny and hope you'll all join in with us here. Thank you so much. Okay, the actual age of Reba McEntire is 37.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Which is exactly what Jack Hard said.
Thank you.
Very good, Jack.
Thank you.
Okay,
well done.
As we finish the fourth round, let's take a look at some of the scores and see where people are. Actually, Jack and Tony both have two victories apiece. They've won two rounds apiece. And Jack from Boston University has won one. And Andrew and Roberta and Ron, great people, all of them, have scored absolutely nothing.
Well, we don't work for BZ, so we don't have inside info.
That's right.
Neither do we.
That's right.
Read about it in the paper before we learn about it here.
So that's where you get your answers.
Okay. How about, let me see. I'll have to go. That's about the only other person of outside of people like Zbigniew Brzezinski and stuff.
Oh, wait a minute.
I know
you don't want to, I know you know who he is, but I thought we'd go on to Monday, the 30th.
You know, I wonder if the only reason why people remember who he is because of his name.
Hold on, let me check. There's a survey.
I know the name. I don't remember who he is.
Oh, he was the Secretary of State under Jimmy Carter.
That's correct.
Who said that?
I don't know, but was he wasn't Secretary of State. He wasn't.
He did.
Defense, no.
He was on the defense line, I think, or something. Anyway, we're going to guess Eric Clapton's age instead. He was born on the 30th of March, which would be Monday. Mm-hmm. And we'll start with the Jack on this one. How old will Eric Clapton be on this coming Monday?
Me Jack? Or that Jack?
No, that's Eric when Eric Clapton. Jack, how are you talking about when he's on his knees, his low Jack.
Oh, man.
And Jack, when he's holding up people, he's high Jack.
That's bloody horrible.
That is really awful. I know it, yes.
You should meet my brother Lugwrench.
That went over big, too. That was really
like
swell.
There's another joke there.
Okay,
someplace.
Okay, Jack Hart, how old will Eric Clapton be on Monday?
He will be 48.
48, eh? And mm-hmm. Tony, what do you think?
48 sounds really good. I'm going to go with 48, yeah.
You're going to settle for 48?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think, Ron, Mr. President?
Well, I should see a stick in the mud. I'd have to say, I'd have to say 48 as well, Norm.
You have to say 48 as well. Okay, if you want to say 48.
Oh, God.
I have to.
How do you suppose it would be if Arthur Godfrey talked with Ron?
Pretty boring.
It'd be boring, so we won't do it. Then. Okay, Roberta, what do you think?
Sherm fella.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna hike up with the rest of them and say 45.
45. Okay. And Jack.
I'm gonna say 45.
45 also. And what do you think, Andrew?
Clap on, clap off. Okay. Mm. I too will go with 45.
Wow.
45.
Yes. That had ad lib written all over, didn't it?
Yeah.
No one would let that get messed by the editors.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, here's the actual age of Eric Clapton. I'm an Abus Clapton. I come from Cambridge. My wife's name is.
Caroline,
yeah.
Sing it.
We sell.
And we make carriages. Okay, I think I better quit this thing.
Please.
Then we're starting to march on the studio. The security guard just sent a note in saying that people are gathering just outside the building. Torches waving in the morning breeze. Anyway, Eric Clapton is on Monday will be 47.
Hey.
And three of you, Ron, Tony, and Jack, all said 48.
What do you know about that?
Closest.
Very good.
So you, Ron, have found yourself now in the victory column.
Yes, I know the rock and roll artists very well.
You know Eric Clapton very well? Is that what
yes,
you said?
Yes, I do. I have him. As a matter of fact, he played Nancy's last birthday party.
No kidding.
She fell asleep halfway.
Yeah. You said that Nancy's no longer skinny like she used to be, that she's gained a lot of weight. It's well over 200 pounds now.
She eat all the cake.
She's on the Nutrisystem thing now, and she's on a deal-a-meal.
Oh, I see. I just wondered, one question I've often wondered about, when you, like the first night you spend in the White House after you're elected, and you have to go to the bathroom during the night, is it kind of tough wondering where the light switches are and everything, because you're not familiar with the building? And does the welcome wagon come out, you know, as a newcomer to the neighborhood?
You haven't got much to do with your life, do you know?
It did, but as a matter of fact, the welcome wagon seen me and they ran away.
Okay, your answer was just as good as my question. Okay, I'm going to ask you just one more. We'll do one more birthday. And That will be, that's also next Monday, too, because it's kind of an exciting birthday, and it's just a wonderful person. Up for an Academy Award, Warren Beatty. Mm-hmm. Warren Beatty will have a birthday next Monday, the 30th. And we'll start with Andrew this time.
Okay.
And how old do you think Warren Beatty will be?
Warren? I will say that Mr. Beatty is coming up on the big 3-4.
The big 3-4?
Yes.
34.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. And, because Warren Beatty is sort of a Tony Nesbitt lookalike. Not quite as smooth.
That's right. He looks like me. You're exactly right.
That's right.
I don't
yeah.
look like him. He looks like
no,
me.
He looks like you. You don't look anything like him.
No, not at all.
I can't understand how that works, but it's one of Mother Nature's freaky things. Jack, how old would you say? Oh, Jack, how old would you say? No, I'm Jack. Wait a minute. This is Jack from BU. How old would Warren Beatty be next Monday?
55.
55. Okay. And Roberta?
Boy, I'd hate to be hanging since that guy was 34.
What was that?
Yeah, see, but we already have a guess of 55.
He's old.
We already had a guess of 55. You see,
I know,
but you had that line.
34.
But you had that line left over, and you were determined to use it.
Yes.
Okay.
20 years difference in the two guesses. Amazing. Maybe I'll just 21
years. Your math is
say
off.
45.
You're going to say 45.
God, I got to get one right, Norm.
Somewhere in the middle. Okay.
I won't be calling again for another 6 months.
Oh, is that why you'd never call back again? Total shame. Is that it, the
That's
idea?
It. I'm absolutely ashamed of myself.
Yeah. Well, let's call on Ron then and see what he thinks, how old Warren Beatty would be.
All Hollywood friends, probably.
Yeah, that's right. They probably were in the movies together at one point.
Annette Bening?
Annette Bening, that's correct. You're very good. That's the woman he's having the child by, or...
And married.
Actually married her. Yes,
he
that's
did.
Right.
And has had the child.
Did they actually marry?
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Secretly.
Oh, okay.
Whose age is this?
This is a Warren Beatty. You want to guess Annette Bening? Okay, because I'm
awake now. Warren Beatty is 42 years old.
42 years old. Okay, you can go back to sleep now, Ron. And Tony, what do you say, Tony?
Oh, I'm going to have to go. 55 sounds good, but I'm going to have to say 52.
52, okay. And Jack Hart?
Oh, 86.
Oh, shit. Pretty good for 86.
We didn't say the amount of women he's had.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We wanted age.
Oh. Yeah. This is the birthday guy.
Oh,
yeah,
right. You, Jack.
The he's 54.
54, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's check and see the actual age of Warren Beatty, ladies and gentlemen.
That's because he's a movie star.
Appropriate.
With Jack Hart as Flipper. Okay, Warren Beatty is actually 54, which is exactly what Jack Hart said.
All right.
Okay, it's time to tally up the score and get the heck out of here. The let's see, Jack Hart has got four correct answers.
Ooh.
Four correct answers. Tony has three. It is suspicious the fact that both of
you—both
of them work for the WBZ, Westinghouse entire establishment.
Get a prize.
And that's true.
And they
both seem to win a lot.
And I've got these wood sticks to give away, these weather sticks, and I keep winning. Jack,
maybe
we can't give them
money. And Ron is...
I can tell you the weather in 8 different countries now.
Yeah, yeah. Ron is...
I think Jack Hart cheats.
He very well may. I don't know.
I think Jack Hart is a cheater. It's like Gary Hart.
He might be in the same room.
That's right, too. And he's broadcasting, actually, the traffic reports from a boat with a young lady sitting on his lap.
And a fishing rod out in the ocean.
Oh.
Anyway, Ron has one correct answer. Jack from BU has one.
Oh.
And that means that you, Andrew, and you, Roberta,
zero.
Shall live in happy matrimony so long as ye both shall live.
What do you look like, Roberta?
Brown hair, blue eyes, 5'2", 120 pounds.
Is that right? Because you never described yourself for me
before.
Well,
I shouldn't.
That was really, that's what you look like, eh?
900 norm now? What is going on?
Yeah.
I think we should get together, Roberto.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
I'll leave my number.
Dumb birthday game and dating service.
That's right, that's right. The dumb birthday game at dating service. And that'll be $3 for the first minute and $2.95 for each minute thereafter.
And I'll talk real dirty.
That's right.
But Norm, you're no talk low.
The dirtier the better, otherwise they won't call back and we won't make any money.
Don't even ask my age. I'm actually 78.
But preserved, she doesn't look well.
Pickled.
Doesn't look pickled. Hey, I want to thank all of you for playing the game. Did you?
It's been your pleasure, Norm. Good night,
Norm. I want to say one thing.
She's in a big hurry, isn't she?
Good night, Roberta. I'm sorry, Andrew.
Well, everybody goes. I want to say one thing in closing.
Yes, Ron.
Everybody is no worse than me. So think of it this way: you could be worse off. You could be Ron Reagan.
You're really getting all your digs in right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I don't think anybody quite knows what you're saying, but then again, you spent
8 years knowing that.
That's right. For eight years, we never knew what the hell you were talking about, so what's the difference?
What's another few minutes?
I say, you know what I say, Ron? I say, let's bring back, I don't know, anybody. Let's bring back a Millard Fillmore, anybody.
Let's bring Washington back from the dead.
Martin Van Buren would look good right now. Anything. Okay. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for being part of this.
Well, Norm, I hope to play the game again sometime soon.
Well, that would be really nice, and I think I'd like to clip you off the air.
Well,
I always wanted to clip Ronald Reagan off the air, or whoever plays his part. And, Andrew, thank you very, very much for being a part of this.
I had a lot of fun, Norm.
It was a lot of fun to have you. You're okay. And good
luck
to you.
Bye-bye
now. Okay, and that goes for you too, Tony.
What?
I'm sorry, no, Jack.
Jack.
Jack and B.U. Yeah, that's right, Jack.
Yeah. I better get back to work before I get fired.
Oh, that's right. You're on the job, aren't you? I forgot.
Yeah, I get a break, so.
Oh, okay, this is it.
Okay.
And you gave us
the game.
And you gave us a break for being part of this.
Nuclear power plant inspector.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, good night.
Bye-bye now.
So Jack's the big winner, right?
Jack is the big winner, and you came in second.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Norm?
Yes, sir. Oh, Tony just hung up on me.
Oh, that guy.
You know something? I think maybe I'll hang up on myself. Yes, I will. I'll hang up. Well, I'll come back again because I have to finish this. Hey, Jack, thank you very much for playing the game with us.
Oh, anytime.
We'll talk to you in a few minutes. I know that you have to go now because you've got to gather all your cockamamie traffic information together for a swell 5 minutes after four report.
Yes, indeed.
And God knows how many things happen, say, around that time of the morning on a Saturday morning.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, I will be. Talk to you then. Okay. Anyway, that's the way it goes, and that's the dumb birthday game. 4 minutes before 4 o'clock, we're all tuned to WBZ, and that is just so darn nice. Thank you.
What do you usually have?
One moment, please. The trouble seems to be in my set. Did I do something awful? Yes, I did. Okay, let me see. Hold on just 1 second, please. The trouble is in your set, and we'll get things straightened out. And I think I'm ruining everything here. Anyway, it's 4 minutes before 4 o'clock. Let me tell you the weather. That's what we'll do. WBZ AccuWeather forecast from Roy Gallant, who says, variably cloudy overnight, breezy with some showers. Let me look. I'm going to do an eyewitness news report. I'm going to, my meteorological field trip, I'm going to look out the window. It is raining. It is raining right this very moment. Temperature is 44 degrees. Except at Massachusetts General Hospital, where the temperature is 98.4. What is the normal temperature? What is it, 98.6? At Mass General Hospital, it's 98.6 and resting comfortably. Here in Boston, it's 44.2 and raining. And then Saturday during the day, mostly cloudy and breezy, with showers or rain or showers of rain or wet snow, either rain or wet snow on Saturday, with highs 40 to 45 degrees. Saturday night, brisk, cold with some flurries, lows 33 degrees. Sunday, cloudy with some bits, little bits of sunshine. Little tiny, wheedly little bits of sunshine. And a cold, gusty wind. Right up your nose, sweetheart. That's where it's going to blow the right up to your nose. Highs in the mid-40s. Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny. The high temperatures both days will be about 50 degrees.
Woo!
It'd be nice. Spring is well on the way. You know, it's almost time for the peepers.
You're kidding.
No, it's been so cool. Maybe they haven't come out yet, but up our way. Now, maybe south of Boston. It gets warmer earlier. Maybe peepers there. I don't know. But I'd say by the next few days, they'll be out there in the bar. I bet you Monday and Tuesday we'll be hearing the peepers, which means next weekend I'll bring in their sounds. Thank you. Hold it down. Merle Pitkin is playing the piano. He ain't screaming and loud noises. Thank you. News coming up in just about a minute and a half, but first, watch this.
What do you usually have for breakfast?
Coffee and cinnamon toast.
Cup of coffee.
Glass of skim milk and a banana.
Monday morning, why not try the WBZ Morning News? You'll get the latest news.
Up-to-the-minute traffic information.
All the scores and news from sports.
The latest AccuWeather forecast.
Plus interviews and insights with people in the news. Make the WBZ Morning News part of your complete breakfast. Weekday mornings on New England's news and information station. WBZ, AM 1030.
Okay, it's a minute before 4. Let's think about that. A minute before 4 on this day, March 27th. Do you realize it'll never again be a minute before 4 a.m. on March 28th, 1991, ever again? 1992, what year is this? Whatever year it is. Never mind. Let us think for a moment. And yea, forsooth, let us dream. And yea, let us play our little news theme song. Yea.
The latest business news and stock market reports from the floor of the exchange every hour, every business day, on New England's news and information station, WBZ, Boston.
I always edit out but save the ABC newscasts. I don't want the woes of the world to bring us down, even 29-year-old woes. But I have decided to air the commercials. They're usually pretty entertaining. So without further ado...
In the next year, America plans on rocketing almost 50 people into space. The Japanese may launch their own manned space program. Plans for the world's first passenger space plane will zoom ahead. The world of space and flight is changing at warp speed. Air and Space Smithsonian Magazine lets you keep up with it all. Each issue of Air and Space Smithsonian offers you and your children a dazzling look at the world of aviation. It's a world of supersonic jet fighters, dreamy hot air balloons, biplanes, real Top Gun pilots, MiGs, Mirages, jump jets, the stealth bomber, and lots more. Don't let the next issue of Air and Space Smithsonian leave the hangar without you. A one-year subscription to Air and Space Smithsonian, published bi-monthly, costs only $18. To take advantage of this offer, call toll-free 800-262-4800. Call now so you won't miss the next exciting issue. That's 800-262-4800.
That was just so darn exciting. Until next time, closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For President Ronald Reagan, Merle Pitkin, Jack Hart, and the deep-dimpled Norm Nathan person, I'm Tony Nesbitt.